It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad to be sharing with you today. You know, I just saw a report on one of the major news networks where they said that the average person in America today has 1.6 close friends. Now, I don't know who has the 0.6 or what a 0.6 friend is, but I believe the way they came up with that average is there's a lot of people that have zero close friends. So the average American today has 1.6 friends in their life, close friends. You know, I believe Facebook has so distorted our concept of friendship. People tend to feel their self-worth based on the number of likes they get from their daily post, or they're depressed if no one comments on or likes what they're posting for that day. You know, about a year ago, I was coming from the state of Kentucky into the state of Illinois. My wife was driving the car. We're on the bridge, a big bridge that spans the river below. And our car, something fell off a truck in front of our car, and my wife ran over something, and it blew out both tires on the driver's side of the car. And we were stranded for a few hours on the side of the road until the truck finally came to take us in to get new tires on the car. As we were sitting there by the side of the road for, I think it was 2 or 3 hours, I kind of chuckled and said to my wife, "Where's my 2,500 Facebook friends when I really need them?" You see, friend, we have a distorted concept today on what a friend really is. A friend is not someone who just likes your post. We have three types of friends in life. There are friends for a reason. There are friends for a season. And then we have those lifelong friends. When someone is in your life for a reason, it's usually to meet a need that you've expressed or that you feel. And they come to assist you through a hard time, to provide you with guidance and support. They're there to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And then suddenly that person just disappears from your life. Your need's met. Their work is done. And then there are some who come into our life for a season, because your turn has come to share or to grow or to give back. And they bring you an experience of peace, or they make you laugh. They give you great joy. Believe it, it's real, but it's only for a season. But I'm so thankful for those lifelong friendships that teach you some lifetime lessons, things you must build upon to have a solid emotional foundation in your life. Your job is to accept the lesson, to love the person that God has placed in your life, to use in all your other relationships. These people are in your life, whether it's raining or shining, whether it's good or bad. They don't leave you when the chips are down. Think about the people in your life over the years, whether they were there for a reason, for a season, or a lifetime, and accept them and treasure them in your life, however long they were meant to be a part of your life. And when they're gone, be thankful for the gifts you received from them when they were here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. You see, friend, my greatest treasure in life, apart from my relationship with God and my family, has been the friends God has given me over my lifetime. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes that was written by Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10, 9 through 12. It says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either one of them falls down, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there's not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they can keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who's alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart." Now, we commonly think of this passage in regards to marriage. And as a matter of fact, I oftentimes read this passage during a wedding ceremony. And I do a symbol of the cord of three strands, which shows the importance of having God as that third part of the marriage relationship. But I truly believe this passage is not just about two people that are in a marriage. I believe it's written about friendship as well. When you think about it, before two people ever come to the altar of marriage, they should first be two good friends. My wife, Kathy, was my best friend long before she became my wife. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it says this, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother." My friend, that's not only talking about Jesus Christ in our life, it's also talking about the people God brings into our life. I have friends that God has sent that are closer to me than if I had I don't have a brother, but if I did have a brother, I can't imagine loving him any more than I love my close friends. Let me talk for a minute about the difference in a friend and a companion. A man may have many companions, but there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. A friend is a person with whom you have a bond, and you usually spend time with them. Someone you can trust, and they always have your back. Someone who will be there for you. They love you at all times, and they accept you, good or bad. But then what is a companion? A companion is a person with whom you spend time with. Someone that accompanies you or someone you associate with. Your relationship's casual. And this is not someone you would call when you necessarily need help. We may have many companions, but according to that survey I said at the beginning of today's program, the average person only has 1.6 close friends. Now, in Ecclesiastes, it said, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor." I love in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 30, it says, "If one can put 1,000 to flight, then two can put 10,000 to flight." You see, true friendship is more like multiplication than addition. I always think it's sad when some people get married for physical reasons, because of a person's beauty or whatever, and they find out later in life they don't even like each other. Remember the old Michael W. Smith song, "Friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them, and a friend could not say never, and a welcome never ends." In John 15 and verse 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Of course, Jesus is the greatest example of a true friend. He said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." But here in John 15, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for a friend." A real friend is someone that helps you when you're down. The first thing Solomon tells us here about friendship is a real friend helps you when you're down. The world ignores you or they kick you aside, but a real friend reaches out to help. Look at verse 10. It says, "If either one of them falls, the one will lift up his companion, but woe to the other who falls when there is no one to lift him up." You know, as a police department chaplain for over 25 years, believe me, I met a lot of people who fell. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about when their world came crashing in. I'll never forget one day when I was called to the scene of an accidental shooting. And I walked in the room. There was a young man there, and he had bought a new 9mm semi-automatic handgun, and his friend wanted to see it, so he dropped the clip, and he didn't realize there was a bullet still in the chamber, and his friend jokingly put it to his head and pulled the trigger, and it immediately killed the young man. We transported his friend to the police station, and I spent some time debriefing him, trying to take away the guilt he was feeling over the death of his friend. And, you know, a good attorney will tell you that you never ask a question in court that you don't already know the answer for. But as it came time for me to leave, I asked him if there was someone I could call to stay with him as I was leaving, and immediately he burst into tears, and I remember him saying, "He was my only friend." Proverbs 17 and verse 17 said, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." There have been so many times when I just needed help. I couldn't do what I needed done. And you know what happened? I called a friend and they were right there to help. The second thing I want to tell you about a real friend provides emotional or physical warmth in a cold world. Look now at verse 11. It said, furthermore, Ecclesiastes 4, furthermore, if two lie down together, they can keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? See, we're used to taking this verse literally, and that is so important. I'm so thankful that my wife is there to keep me warm. But there are times in life when circumstances hit us, and we find ourselves under attack, and we need someone to provide warmth and emotional support from this cold world. There are times I think, how am I going to get through? How am I going to get through this situation? And then along comes a friend by my side. Someone encourages me, and someone is there to offer support. You see, friend, there have been times when you didn't know how you were going to make it. And what happens? God sends a friend into your life. I read something the other day about friendship that I thought was so powerful. It says, a true friend knows your weaknesses, but shows you your strengths. A real friend feels your fears, but fortifies your faith. A real friend sees your anxieties, but frees your spirit. A real friend will recognize your disabilities, but they emphasize your possibilities. Isn't that powerful? See, we're not perfect people in the flesh, even though God sees us perfect. We're all flawed. And if you can't see yours, then that is your flaw. True friends know your weaknesses, but they show you your strengths. See, the third thing about a real friend will protect you and your reputation. I tell you right up front, don't ever come talking about my friends to me, because I can get ugly if that was the case. It says in Ecclesiastes 4:12, and if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. What does that mean? It means if you try and take me down, you're going to have to get through my friends first. You're going to have to go through my brother. There is strength in numbers. Friends also refuse to gossip. I love that. Gossip is when someone says something negative or unkind about someone who's not present, whether it be true or not. One of the most important ways you can have the back of your friend is never allow someone to gossip about them. One of my favorite teachers through the years was Charles Swindoll. And he said this, the neighborhood bar is possibly the best counterfeit that there is to the fellowship Christ wants to give us in his church. It's an imitation, dispensing liquor instead of grace, escape rather than reality. But it is permissive, accepting, and an inclusive fellowship. It's unshockable. It's democratic. You can tell people secrets, and they usually don't tell others or even want to. The bar flourishes not because most people are alcoholics, but because God has put into the human heart the desire to know and be known, to love and be loved. And so many seek a counterfeit at the price of a few beers. Perhaps there's no better example of this than the television sitcom Cheers. The theme song says this, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Isn't it sad that that's written about a bar and not the house of God? Because the church should be the greatest example of true friendships, a place where we can find refuge from the destructive attacks on our life and upon this world. Friend, thank you for joining me today, and thank you for being a friend of this program, Fresh Oil. God loves you, friend. He really, really does. Have a great day and walk in grace. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.